really care about.
And you're in a bout of depression now.
Yeah, I
and what does that do to you?
Well, this one, I find with my depressions that there's a sort of rhythm to them, and it's true. I think you'll find this for a lot of people with who get sort of regular bouts of depression. Now, to be fair, mine have got more and more infrequent. And I think in part that's because I talk about it and I write about it. And when I feel bad, I see a psychiatrist. I've got a psychiatrist that I see when I feel bad. I trust him to tell me if he thinks I need medication. I went to see him just after New Year, first weekend. I was feeling very lethargic, very dark, very down.
But what does that mean when you say, I know what lethargic means, it means tired. When you say dark and down, it means that you're hearing voices or you just you don't have confidence or
no,
what?
No, what it means is that when I wake up, I find it a real struggle to open my eyes. I find it a real struggle to get out of bed. I find it a struggle to brush my teeth. I find it a struggle to talk to people. And now, and the thing is, you know, another, if I can quote another old, this time an old song, you always hurt the ones you love. With Fiona, we've now got to a position where I can say to her, look, I mean, I'm going to have a bath for a few days. Just please don't ask me what's wrong. Please don't ask me what started it. And if I can just say to people who live with people who have depression, you just have to kind of understand it. You talked about breaking a leg, or I talked about getting a chest infection. It's just something that affects some people. There doesn't have to be a cause. There doesn't have to be a trigger. It just comes on. And I've described it before as you feel dead and alive at the same time. So I can go out. I mean, the other day, for example, I could point you to the day where I started taking the pills that my doctor advised me to take a couple of weeks ago, where I felt absolutely terrible. I did a radio interview that day with Ian Dale on LBC.
Yeah.
If you heard that interview, you probably wouldn't have noticed. You might have noticed, but you probably wouldn't, because what I find, I can't speak for everybody, what I find is I can get myself up for half an hour, for an hour. I can do it. I can do an after-dinner speech. I can chair a meeting. I can go to a charity and I can,
you can put on a front, in other words.
Well, what I'd say is both those parts are part of me. But after you've done that big energy thing where you've had to boost yourself and you've really had to give yourself a bit of a kind of pump up, afterwards I will get in a car or I'll get on a train and I'll feel absolutely shattered.
And here you are, of course.